Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Gustave Flaubert. Now Gustave Flaubert was a French novelist and he is particularly famous for the novel Madame Bovary and in general he was a practitioner of realism. Okay? He belongs to the realist school of literature. Now his dates are from 1821 to 1880. Okay, 1821 to 1880. And let me also tell you that Madame Bovary, which is his most famous work, this was published in 1857. Okay, and it is a realistic portrayal of bourgeois life, bourgeois French life. But later on, this novel also had to face trial because many charges of obscenity and immorality were leveled against this novel. Okay? And also keep in mind that Madame Bovary is the first novel that he wrote. After that, another important work that he wrote is called Correspondence. Okay, Correspondence. And with respect to Madame Bovary, okay, it is about a heroine called Emma Bovary. Okay, Emma Bovary is the heroine. Now she is trapped in a loveless marriage, okay, but she still seeks fulfillment through some romantic affairs and material possessions. So this novel portrays provincial life, adultery, as well as disillusionment of romantic ideals. And this is the reason why ultimately there was a trial for obscenity, for charges of obscenity. Now, as I told you that Gustave Flaubert is a practitioner of literary realism. And keep in mind that Flaubert rejected romanticism as well as sentimentality of earlier literature. And instead, he opted for more objective and detailed depiction of reality. Along with this, keep in mind that Gustave Flaubert also pioneered the use of the impersonal narrator. Okay. Impersonal narrator and free indirect discourse. These are techniques that allowed him to delve into the minds of his characters while maintaining a objective distance. Okay. Now, uske baad, what are some other important works by Gustave Flaubert? In addition to Madame Bovary, okay. Now one is a historical novel called Salammbô. S-A-L-A-M-M-B-O. Salammbô. Now this was published in 1862. Okay. Or Salammbô kya hai? It is the name of the heroine also. And it is set in ancient Carthage. C-A-R-T-H-A-G-E. Carthage. Now, Carthage is a very famous place in ancient times. Okay, and there was also the Battle of Carthage for which it is important. And it is very famous. Okay, so this novel, Salammbô, is set in that. After that, another novel called Sentimental Education. Okay, Sentimental Education. Now, this novel explores the disillusionment of romantic love and political turmoil in the 19th century France. Okay? This was published in 1869. Uske baad ek aur work hai inka by Gustave Flaubert. It's called Three Tales. Three Tales. Okay? This was published in 1877. And this is a, as the name indicates, it is a collection of three short stories. Okay? Three Tales. So along with Madame Bovary, remember the name of Salammbô. Uske baad Sentimental Education. After that, Three Tales. Okay, bahut famous hai ye. Now, after that, there is one more important novel by Gustave Flaubert. It's called The Temptation of Saint Anthony. Okay, The Temptation of Saint Anthony. This was published in 1874. Now, kis cheez ke baare mein hai ye novel? Now, this is about a religious person called Saint Anthony. This is set in the 4th century. Okay, and Saint Anthony lives in the Egyptian desert. He decides to become a hermit. Matlab sannyasi banne ka pratyan karte hai ye. But the temptations of sexuality and sensuality continue to plague his mind. So this novel is based on that, okay, the temptations of Saint Anthony. So from an exam point of view, just remember that Gustave Flaubert is famous as a pioneer of literary realism in France. And his most important work is the novel Madame Bovary. The heroine of this novel is Emma Bovary. After that, some other notable works by Gustave Flaubert are, first, as I told you, Sentimental Education. Uske baad, Salammbô. After that, Three Tales, which is a set of three short stories. And finally, The Temptations of Saint Anthony. And when you read the works of Gustave Flaubert, you'll always come across a phrase called Li Mot Justi. Okay, this is a phrase in French. Okay, li, L-E-M-O-T, mot, and justi, J-U-S-T-E. And the meaning is the right word. Okay, the right word. Ye literal meaning iska. So the point is that Flaubert was a very meticulous stylist who believed in the importance of finding the right word or the perfect word to express a particular meaning or emotion. Okay, so rather than writing anything, he believed in precision. He believed in the right word, finding the right word. And this is one of the reasons why he spent countless numbers of hours revising and also polishing his writings, his verse, his prose, Now, sometimes Lee Mott Justy is also rephrased as Lee Sewell Mott Justy. L-E, Lee, S-E-U-L, Sewell Mott Justy. Aur iska kya matlab hai? The unique right word. So again, it is about finding the right word. Theek hai? Aur ye jo phrase hai, you'll again and again see it being associated with the works of Gustav Flaubert. Theek hai?